Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Are you focusing on buying Irish this Christmas? Because it's fair to say we are officially in the run up to the big day. And for the next few weeks, Lunchtime Live is going to be highlighting some great Irish businesses that you can support for all things Christmas. And today we're focusing on decorating your home. And I'm joined in studio by Ger Sloan. The Real Christmas Tree People is your company. Ger, you're very welcome.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for having me on.
And she has the most gorgeous wreath in with her. Studio smells divine, I must say. And joining us on the line, we've got Laura Dempsey from Pickled Pom Pom. Laura, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Claire. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming on. And also Marguerite from Luxury Garlands. Marguerite, you're also very welcome. But let's start with you, Ger. So this is a crazy time of the year. Thank you for making time to even come in. Tell us a bit about your business.
Yeah, so we are the Real Christmas Tree People. So we're a business based in Kildare. So we're in Selbridge and we sell real premium Christmas trees. So we have Noble Firs, Nordman Firs. We also do Christmas wreaths, Christmas stands, and we offer a delivery and a January collection and recycling service.
Lovely. And how popular are the real trees?
Oh, really popular. So we can see it year on year. They're just getting increasingly more popular. We're ordering more stock in every year. Even anecdotally, we have people coming in and they say, oh, I've kind of had a fake tree for years and now I want kind of a real one. And then when they commit to the real tree, they kind of never go back, which is, it's really nice.
It's the smell that no fake tree can match.
Exactly,
what are the ones that smell the strongest?
So they say that the Noble Fir has a stronger scent, but really, if you're to buy a Nordman or a Noble, you're going to know that you have a Christmas tree in your house. Like it's kind of a slight difference in the, I suppose, the extremity of the scent, but they smell gorgeous. But as well as like it being just about the real tree, it's kind of about the experience of it as well. So we're based in Hazelhatch in Selbridge and people come into our yard and they pick out their trees. They bring the whole family with them. It's actually, I run the business with my dad. So it's by his house and he's got chickens and ducks and everything. So, you know, you've got them running around, you've got the Christmas lights on, you've got the music going, and it just becomes kind of an experience for people. You know, we've seen it year on year. People come back and buy their Christmas tree and they might have come a few years ago and they've got a newborn baby. And now you see that like toddler running around and it's just really nice. It becomes kind of part of their whole Christmas season, which is lovely.
That is so special. Is there a good time of year to buy? Because I think people are concerned often about the central heating and nobody likes a drooping tree in the corner of the sitting room.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And you know what? People put their trees up earlier and earlier every year. What we always say to people is kind of avoid putting your tree beside a radiator or, you know, very close to the fire or anything, and keep it topped up with water. So, for example, we sell stands that have water bases in them. So our trees will generally last the year. We collect them in, we collect them and recycle them again in January. And honestly, when we go back to collect them, people have left them out in their gardens for us to collect. And they nearly look as fresh as when they took them from the yard. So they're really good quality and good premium trees.
Amazing. What a lovely job you have.
Yeah,
how gorgeous. I want to bring in Laura Dempsey from Pickled Pom Pom. Laura, we were having a look through some of the designs that you sent in. So tell us a little bit about your business.
So I have the core of the business, I suppose, is my illustrated cards, and they're to celebrate every milestone in life. And I try to design the cards that help you say how you feel, because it's not always easy. And I like them to be a bit different, and they often have like a little bit of Irish cheek to them. So I like them to be a bit different, and they're kind of designed to be framed. So the core of the business is my illustrated cards. And in 2020, when we were all having a terrible time, I introduced Christmas decorations. And the first Christmas decoration I had was a little bit cheeky, actually. It said, may your days be merry and bright, 2020 can go and shite. And it became really, really popular. And because it had the year 2020 on it, then in 2021, people were looking for an annual decoration. So I was under pressure to come up with a new one every year. But it's kind of become something that people collect then. So I've done a limited edition decoration every year, and I collaborate with another female-led business in Donegal. So I designed the decoration and illustrate them, and then she laser cuts them for me. And then people come back to me year after year to get their limited edition decoration to add to their collection.
So Laura, have you got something for 2025?
Yes, but it's not cheeky this year.
Okay.
I have two this year. So just with everything going on in the world, I kind of like to kind of reflect the year that we've been in. So last year it was a Dove of Peace, and a percentage of the sales went to charity. And then this year there's two designs. So one is an angel, I wanted it to be to remind us of kind of the angels that were on our granny's trees. So she's kind of got the long eyelashes and the kind of 60s hair, because that's the one my granny would have had on the top of her tree. So I like them to be a bit nostalgic. So even if you're not religious, it kind of, you might reflect on it, like it might mean something. So there's a little angel, and she has 2025 on her. And then there's also one that it says, we are all under the same sky. So the idea with that one, I suppose, is it kind of has two meanings. It's like, everything going on in the world, it mightn't be affecting us directly, but we are all under the same sky, so we all need to kind of do our part. And also it is for if you're away from people and you're missing people, just to remember that you're all under the same sky, you're all looking at the same stars. So Christmas can be a time that you're missing people who aren't around, so it has kind of those two meanings.
God, it really is the most wonderful time of the year, Laura. That is gorgeous. And there are Christmas decorations with a bit of thought put into them. Clearly, I was looking through some of your felt designs, and I know they're made in Nepal by a women's collective. And is it important that we all have a bit of heart at this time of year, not just for the things you touched on, but buying Irish, because it means so much to our country and our economy and our creativity.
It definitely does. And it really, like, the money stays circular. So, like, it goes back into the community. So, like, if you buy a decoration from me, it's going towards, like, my children's Christmas presents. It's not just going into, like, the ether. And, like, a lot of small businesses would give back to the community. So it might be whether it's, like, sponsoring raffle prizes for the schools. It might be sponsoring the local football team. But we all, like, the small guys give back a lot as well. And each sale really does mean a lot. And we, like, I know myself, like, if I'm getting things produced, I would like to collaborate with other small businesses. I like to collaborate with other female-led businesses. And it all kind of stays local and community-based. So it really does keep things circular and it keeps things thriving. And if we lose that, we lose so much.
Yeah, I fully agree. Laura, I want to bring in Johnny Murtha of Luxury Garlands. Johnny, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Claire. Thanks for having us.
Tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, well, we provide bespoke items, like bespoke garlands for stairways, stuff like that. Measure up with the client, work with a colour palette and see whichever they want, and we make bespoke design for that. And then it started off like that with my wife about 10 years ago, and it's sort of just gone to, we now into a wee bit of wholesaling in different areas like Brown Thomas and Harrods in London. My wife designed a luxury bow about 4 years ago, and it started off from there, and there's different colours and ranges and bows, and so we have a broad range of lots of different things from garlands to wreaths to designing Christmas trees to even just shopping online for baubles, stuff like that, and you know, so it's a broad range in the stuff that we do, and this year we've brought out our own realistic style, because that seems to be a theme at the moment. So we have our own realistic style garlands and wreaths now that's up and going as well. So we're traveling the length and breadth of Ireland, and we're amazingly blessed with real good clients and very understanding clients, because like the other people, you know, it's you're cramming it all into a small area of time, and people, we're lucky to have understanding clients, you know. Myself and my wife finished up last night in Dublin at, I think, about 9:30, you know. So we're just blessed to have people that's understanding, because sometimes it's very unsavory hours.
Yeah, yeah. And I've seen a lot of signs go up, particularly in retail, you know, be nice to people at this time of year. And it's mad that people would need to be reminded of that. But everybody is all trying to cram everything in and busy. And let's just take a breath and remember that there are some people working harder than ever at this time of year. Johnny, things have really ramped up in the home decorating at Christmas World, haven't they? People are, as Jared just said a moment ago, they're putting their trees and the decorations up earlier and earlier, and nearly the whole house gets decorated now.
Yeah, well, we've definitely seen it from, you know, we've been on the road, like I said, a good number of years now, and we've really seen it get ramped up. You know, probably the online presence, you know, with Instagram and all these things. I think Ireland has really become, you know, very Americanized, and but you just have to go around the country, and we're lucky enough to get into the luxury homes that we provide business to, and our clients, we couldn't do it without them, and you know, there's a lot of people wants to find things in Ireland, and they know how to do it well, and we're happy to provide the service.
What's the most popular colour scheme, Johnny?
Yeah, it all depends on the colour palette in which somebody's house, you know, but for us, we always find the traditional colours as always bounces back, and you know, can be a wee bit old school. Yeah, the reds and your popping greens, you know, stuff like that. But we always find the traditional colours is the most warmliest and the friendliest, and definitely, you know, with the majority of people in Ireland, that seems to be the way they want to go. You know, you do have, you know, to go with the different, like your amazing purples now is coming out and stuff like that. But not every house fits, and you could have a client that maybe seen one on Instagram says, oh, you know, we would like to have that colour, like such and such, but sometimes it mightn't just suit their home, you know what I mean? So you have to always plan for changing things up and being different, and that's what my wife does. She likes to have it to perfection, you know, so if she needs to change a few wee things up, that's what she does.
And Johnny, do yourself and Marguerite, your wife, get to enjoy Christmas, or are you nearly asleep on the couch at 11 a.m. after a really busy season?
Well, I'd love to say that we just have a lovely glass of wine and we really enjoy Christmas. But, yeah, look, it's sometimes we get a wee bit sick or a wee bit run down. And you know, we have a bit of business over in London. So we're planning to get over there on the 21st of December and do a wee bit of Christmas shopping between there and Dublin and see if we can relax a wee bit coming into Christmas. Our last job, always before Christmas, is We donate a 15-foot tree to the local church every year, and that's the highlight, because so many families go up and get their photographs and things done. So we'll be back and we'll go to Christmas Mass and we'll talk to local people, and you know, that does be our last job before we go to London.
Lovely. And so there's little sprinklings of magic here and there. Ger, what about yourself, Ger Sloan, from the Real Christmas Tree People? Do yourself and your dad enjoy the day after a really busy few weeks and months?
Yeah, do you know what? It actually is, it's such a nice buzz up at the yard. It kind of rejuvenates you a little bit. So, yeah, people are coming and going throughout the month, obviously getting their trees. And it's a really, really busy month, obviously. A lot of heavy lifting, like the trees are quite heavy. A lot of deliveries going around. But in a way, it kind of gets you in the mood for Christmas. And it's a nice, well-deserved break then when we finish up.
Good stuff. Yeah. Well, let's try Buy Irish as much as we can. I want to give a shout out to our three businesses again. Ger Sloan from The Real Christmas Tree People. You'll find them on Instagram, The Real Christmas Tree People. Laura Dempsey from Pickled Pom Pom. She's at pickledpompom.com and luxurygarlands.co.uk. That is Marguerite. And Johnny, thank you so much to all of you for coming on. A couple of texts came in. My name's Dolores. I have a wreath business also on Instagram, Wreath Couture in Dublin. Started in 1925 with my granny in Dublin's Fair City. Now 100 years later, in 2025, I'm creating third generation seasonal wreath maker. And another one, just to finally squeeze it in, imprint illustration, make beautiful clay ornaments, things like stockings, pets, and a framed Christmas boot print, a gorgeous, unique Christmas gift. And you'll find out more on Instagram and Etsy at Imprint Illustration. Thank you so much to everyone for coming on. Right, we will take a break.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.